Welcome back to the Renaissance Foundation podcast, a podcast about inspiration made by the young people at our youth charity. We support young carers, hospital patients and at-risk pupils in London. I'm Corey, a member of staff at Renaissance Foundation, and I'm going to introduce today's podcast. I want to update everyone at home on our United Through COVID-19 fundraising campaign, just to let you know we made it. Thank you. We actually made it. Everyone came out and supported us, and we hit our target of £35,600, which means it's going to be match funded by the Rumi Foundation and Champions for Children. So that's going to double our total to £71,200. That is so unbelievably good. Like, I want to say a massive thank you for everyone that supported us, for donating to us, for sharing and engaging with the content that we've been putting on social media during the campaign, and everyone that's told anyone about it. It's made a massive difference because it's all gone towards it, and we've actually made it. We couldn't be prouder of everyone that's helped us. Thank you so much. All donations make a difference. So even though we've finished that fundraising campaign, literally every pound counts. So if you still want to donate to us, you can donate through Just Giving, and you can find those details on our website, www.renaissance-foundation.com. But we just wanted to say a massive thank you to everyone to come and support us. Going through this difficult time, it's really meant a lot to see it all coming together online. So thank you, everyone that's helped that. So back to the podcast. This episode is hosted by Ose, a young person at Renaissance Foundation. She's taken part in nearly every episode so far, so it was about time she got to host a whole episode for herself, and I think she did an amazing job. So we're excited to share that with you, and extra excited because our special guest this week is Getty Images Royal Photographer Chris Jackson. Chris has worked for photographing the Royal family at events all over the world, and he spoke to us about his career, photography tips that we definitely needed, and advice about staying positive. He inspired us a lot. Chris showed us a presentation of his work throughout his career. However, I can't show it all because it's him referring to pictures. So basically, I've taken the key aspects that he spoke about just from the start of that presentation, and I've cut it together with the Q&A with the young people afterwards. So at least everyone at home will learn something from this, and you still get to hear a little bit of insight from the presentation he shared with us. This session was so much fun. They actually inspired us to create our own photography competition and host our own award ceremony. Thanks for giving us that inspiration, Chris. And also, some of our members have entered the National Portrait Gallery Hold Still Photography Competition, so we're excited to hear back about that. So we just want to say thank you to everyone that made this episode possible. Thanks to Ose for hosting it, all the young people that joined the call, everyone asked a question in the session, the supporters of RF, and Chris Jackson for taking part. We really appreciate it. So let's jump in and listen.
Before we introduce Christopher, we're going to go around and just say our names and our passions. So, Rachel, do you want to start?
Okay, I'll start. Hi, I'm Rachel. And my passion, hi, thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you. And my passion is singing.
Nisha, you want to go next?
Yes. Hi, I'm Yusha. I'm the research intern. And one of my passions at the moment has been tie-dyeing under lockdown.
Armani?
Hey, I'm Armani. One of my passions recently has been baking.
What have you been baking?
Everything. Most recently, banana bread again.
I'd love to try some.
Sat, do you want to go next?
Yeah. So thanks, obviously, Chris, for kindly making time to join us today as well. I'm from the charity. And my passion is football. So it's been under threat since, you know, it's been quite a tough time with no football. So yeah, big Arsenal fan. So
Rafay, do you want to go next or do you want to write in the chat? Okay, so Rafay says, I'm Rafay and I'm passionate about playing piano. Wendy?
My passion is tennis, but sadly there's no tennis at the moment either.
So. Good weather for it though, but sadly.
Indeed, yes, it would be.
Joshua, you want to go next?
All right. My name is Joshua, and one of my passions now is like smart materials, because like I've just developed see-through wood, and I'm in shock.
Blessed.
Hi, my name's Blessed, and one of my passions is playing my instruments.
Chuck, do you want to go next?
So, my name's Chuck, and I'm passionate about animation.
Estrella?
Hi, my name is Estrella, and one thing I'm passionate about is dancing and cooking.
Kate, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Katie, and this is my first time coming on a call with Renaissance Foundation, and I'm looking forward to starting work with Renaissance on Monday. So this is a bit of an introduction for me.
Hey, Ziana, do you want to go?
Okay, hi, I'm Ziana, and I like singing and writing songs.
Cool.
Angus, can you hear us? Do you want to introduce yourself really quick?
Okay, my name's Angus, and my passion is stop-motion animating.
Wow.
So I don't think I introduced myself. I'm Ose, and I love anything creative, like making dresses. So today, guys, we got Christopher Jackson. He's a photographer for Getty Images, and he's here just to give us a presentation and answer our questions. So do you want to take it away?
Yes, absolutely. So hi guys, I'm Chris, and I'm passionate about, I suppose, chasing after my young son who keeps me on my toes. But thank you for having me come and chat to you guys. I really appreciate it. It's super cool. I'm just reading about everything you guys do, and it's great to meet you all. So I hope you're all okay. And I was hoping to show you a PowerPoint. Is that okay? Does that work? So I need to share my screen, and I was going to talk for sort of 15, 20 minutes, just a little bit about what I do as a photographer. I work for a company called Getty Images. You may or may not have heard of, but if you look at the, just underneath some of the photographs you see in the newspapers and magazines, you might see a small Getty Images and maybe my name, but it's a big photography agency, and we've got quite a few photographers all around the world, and they all work in different specialist areas. So you might have sports photographers, we've got incredible news photographers who are covering the sort of coronavirus events at the moment, and my little area that I work in is with the royal family. So work with a company called Getty Images as a royal photographer, taking photos like this. So this is a photograph I took for the Prince of Wales's 70th birthday a couple of years ago. And it was part of a project to capture images of the prince behind the scenes for his 70th birthday. So you can see a few here, and I'm sure not many of us will be in lockdown enjoying the garden like the Prince of Wales is on the bottom left. You can see he's moved his office to his garden in Highgrove on one of the hottest days of the year. Bottom right is on the royal train there. So I'm trying to sort of capture an element of the prince's life here behind the scenes. And you may or may not know, he's a big fan of his chickens, which he feeds every morning in Highgrove when he's staying there. On the top right. So this whole project was trying to capture an element of the real prince behind the scenes. And this is a sort of good example of what I sort of do on a day-to-day basis. So we live in this new world, and the royals are doing things in a slightly different way to normal. You may have seen today, actually, the Duchess of Cambridge launched a photography project on with Holly and Phil. This morning with the National Portrait Gallery, but they're doing a lot of their engagements by Zoom and FaceTime and things like that. And you can see the Prince of Wales on the top right opening one of the Nightingale hospitals from his home up in Scotland. But, you know, it poses different challenges for me as a royal photographer to try and capture those different kind of images. Now, only a few weeks ago, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, Harry and Meghan, performed their last engagements in the UK. You guys might remember this, where they went to an Endeavour Foundation event in the rain, and also the Commonwealth event at Westminster Abbey. And it was really quite poignant, actually, because we only recently, I was away in South Africa. As you can see, the Duchess on the left is dancing in a township in South Africa. And this is a royal tour. This is what I do for quite a lot of the year, travel around the world with the royal family. And I'll talk a little bit more about this in a minute. But it does take you to some sort of weird and wonderful places. Here you can see the Duke and Duchess of Sussex were in Australia. Many of you may remember that trip not so long ago. This shot on the right was from Bondi Beach during a mental health awareness event. And that trip to Australia was all centered around the Invictus Games. Have you guys heard of the Invictus Games? Anyone?
Yeah.
So this is this big this big event from Wounded Warriors that Prince Harry started over four years ago now, and I've always photographed it behind the scenes. This is Prince Harry launching it outside Sydney Opera House, and it was actually due to be happening in the next couple of weeks. Obviously, like many things, it's been postponed till next year, fingers crossed. But it's an event that he's incredibly passionate about, and I always document those kind of interactions between Harry and many of the competitors. And this was the sailing that took place in Sydney Harbour. You can see the Sydney Harbour Bridge in the background. And it's great to capture these kind of interactive moments. And just a couple of minutes before this, one of the competitors from the American team had jumped onto the rib and given Prince Harry a massive hug. So it's these kind of really lovely moments that happen in the fleeting of an eye, which I'm trying to capture as a photographer.
Thanks so much, Christopher, for that. That was super interesting. So I'll start off with my question, and anyone who has questions, just jump in or write it in the chat. So my question is there a unique style that you think you bring to this photography?
Really good question. And do you know what? It's, I suppose in photography you have different types of photography. So we hear about portrait photographers, we hear about landscape photographers, we hear about sports photographers. And we have all these different types of photography. And I suppose the one thing about the world that I work in is quite often it's very varied. So one day it could be a portrait. The next day you could be photographing something that's a little bit like sport, you know, some of the pictures I showed you. So what I love about it personally is a variety within this one area. So you have all these different styles of photography. And sometimes you're in control of your subject and you can move around, and sometimes you can't control what's happening in front of you at all, and it just sort of happens. But that's pretty exciting because it could be a big historic moment, and if something unexpected happens, it might make a great picture and you haven't got any control over that situation. So it's that variety which makes this particular type of photography quite unique and special. I suppose it's a very small area of photography. There's not sort of a huge amount of people that sort of do what I do. So it's a weird and wonderful world of royal photography. But yeah, I hope that answers your question. Does it answer it?
Yeah, it does. And I can really see your passion for it. And leading up to that, I want to ask, what inspired you to get started with photography?
Good, really good question. And I think, so when I was at school, I studied science A-levels, and then I went to, and I kind of enjoyed it, but I was really quite creative, and I found it a little bit frustrating, and it felt, you know, it felt important, but what I was really passionate about was being creative. And a similar story at university, I did a degree in physiology, which is kind of like a science BSc, and like study the human body. And I enjoyed that, but I was very lucky to go to Cardiff University, and they had an amazing student newspaper. So in my spare time, I was a photographer for the student newspaper, and they used to send me around photographing different stories. Like, Chris, can you go and illustrate rubbish on the streets of Cardiff? So I'd have all these, you know, really important stories to go and photograph. But what I remember really vividly is they printed the stories every week. So I'd see my photographs in print. And you know what, guys, that was like 20 years ago. And I still get really excited when I see a picture in a paper or a magazine. But that was the first sort of buzz I got from photography. Also, someone kindly gave me a darkroom kit in my first year of uni. And I set up a darkroom in my cellar of my student house. And I used to disappear off there and develop loads of pictures. And I worked with the sports teams, and I'd photograph all the different sports teams. So I suppose if you're interested in photography, everyone has had a different journey into their careers. And you just got to be passionate about it. It's the kind of thing that if you want to do photography, if you're not that interested in it, you probably won't get very far. You need to be really into it, really passionate. When I finished university, I thought, you know, I love photography, but can it be a career? Because it's difficult to get into. But what I did is go and spend loads of time with different photographers, rang up family, friends, went and pestered so many people, wrote emails, and I got lots of experience. Then eventually I thought, okay, I want to do this, but how can I do it? So I got a job at Getty Images, but not as a photographer, because it's pretty impossible to go straight in as a photographer. And then I worked in that role for a year, and I saved up some money to get some cameras, and I shot for them whenever I could. And it just sort of went from that point. But does that make sense, guys? I think it is, everyone's had a different journey into their photography career. It's weird, you know, if you're an accountant, you generally go and do your exams and you move into that particular area, but something like photography, everyone has a different story, I think.
Well, that was really inspiring to hear how you thought you were going to go into science and then you move on to something quite different, which is great. Bless us. Do they ever get annoyed by having a camera in their face, as in the royalty?
good question. I suppose, you know, for them, you know, if you're, you know, a chef, you go to work and you go and cook stuff in the kitchen. When they go to work, they are opening a hospital, they're meeting some school kids, and part of their job, you know, as members of the royal family, is to be documented. You know, that's part of the job. And when they get up in the morning and they get ready to go to work, you know, they know that's going to be the case, and it's always been the case. And, you know, of course, it's going to be, you know, at times, it could potentially be, but it's really part of the job, and they've got a great sense of humour, and they really see it as very much part of what they do day in, day out, to have a record, a historic record of what they've been doing that day. And I suppose for my job, it splits into day-to-day jobs. So it could be the opening of a hospital, it could be a visit to a school, it could be this and that. And then doing like a private portrait is different, and then maybe working with charities is different again. So everything has a different approach to it from a photography point of view. So, you know, it's part of the job, I think, for them. And, you know, they're very professional, and you know, all members of the royal family are great to work with. So.
Is that's great to hear, how everyone just works together at the end of the day to get the job done. Nisha has a question.
Hi, Christopher. Hello. I was just wondering, do the royals have like maybe a different style or way that they prefer to be photographed? Is there, for example, do they prefer maybe when it's like the private moments or the public moments, or is there any different way that you would capture them?
Hey, Nisha, great question. I think, so one thing that's really important is, you know, as a photographer if you're, you know, doing a sort of day job, you're also a journalist. So you're there to capture what's happening in front of you and record that moment. And I think what's really important is, you know, and they understand it. They understand that you will be recording that moment, whatever happens at the time, as a historic record. And I suppose, you know, every situation is different. So in essence, they're not really involved in that kind of that end of things, if you see what I mean. I hope that makes sense. But that is important to remember, that, you know, you are a journalist, you know, like a news photographer who's covering one of Boris Johnson's press conferences. You know, you're there to record that moment, and as an impartial observer. That's really important part of your job. And part of my job as a photographer is also to be a journalist. And, you know, I often write things to go in my pictures, and I love talking about the story behind the pictures. But that's what I love about this area as well. There's an opportunity to kind of to be a journalist and to talk to the story around the pictures, which is really special.
So Sat asks, how would you advise us to make use of our camera phones while we're experiencing this unique situation?
Hey, good question. That is a really good question. Well, yeah, you know what, guys? Like I was saying today, I don't know if any of you watched it, but the Duchess of Cambridge launched this photography competition to capture, you know, elements of relationships and interactions during this weird situation that we all find ourselves in. And I think, you know, what is really important is whatever camera you have, it doesn't matter. It's a great opportunity to create. You might have the world's most expensive $5,000 camera, you might have your smartphone, but it's about the way you look at things and your narrative behind that image and why you've taken it. And I think that's really important to realize that, you know, a camera phone is just as useful as an expensive camera. So I think, and the competition is really interesting in association with the National Portrait Gallery, and it's about capturing relationships between people, the situation all of us find ourselves in with our families, not being able to see our friends. It's you know, it's a great opportunity in so many ways to capture, to record that and record this moment in history. So I think everyone's got an opportunity to do that, and everyone's in a different environment, in a different place, with different people. And I think, it's a great opportunity. I mean, I was in Richmond the other day, and I photographed this these two lovely old ladies who are sitting outside their houses, these beautiful houses in Richmond, Wisteria. They were socially distancing and chatting between each other over the wall, and I just love this moment, and I can send it to you guys if you want. You can have a look, and it really kind of illustrated exactly what I'm talking about now. But yeah, I think, you know, camera phones just as good as any other phone, and just you know, get stuck in. It could be, you know, at home in the environment you find yourself in, or it could be doing a sort of your daily exercise. So there's opportunities for everyone to capture something in this time, but at the same time, it can be tough, and I understand that.
Thanks for that. Does anyone else have any questions?
I've just seen one from Katie. Shall I answer that?
Yes, that'd be great.
Yeah. Do you have to have an interview with the royal family to become their photographer? What do you think made them choose you? Okay, so really important to point out, you know, that I work for Getty Images, so I do lots of stuff with the royal family, but I'm not employed by them. So sometimes I work with them on certain projects, and they don't necessarily have their own photographer. So when they have a big moment, I don't know, a big royal portrait, the Queen's birthday or something like that, it may be me, it may be someone else. So for each different situation, each landmark moment, it's kind of tradition to have it recorded by different people. So it's important to have good relationships with people, and I think that's the same across the board in whatever photography you work in. Having relationships with your clients, if you're doing a shoot for Nike, for example, you have a good relationship with those guys. Relationships are so important in my job, and that's the same in any type of photography. So yeah, and I think that's really important actually to take away from this, is that taking a photo is one thing, but it's everything that goes along beside that as well. Coming up with an idea, an interesting idea, emailing the right people, approaching people. You know, I wouldn't be chatting to you guys unless, you know, I'd had a message on Instagram. So it's about reaching out to different people and communicating, and all those things are really important in my job. So I think that's really key. Got another question. Should I read it out? Can you guys see that?
Great.
So Duchess Kate really likes photography. Has she ever come to you for tips in your career? Have you ever faced any challenges? Royal family is about overcoming challenges. What advice do you think helps get over them? So first bit of the question, the Duchess of Cambridge, as I mentioned just now, really passionate about photography. And, you know, we've all seen her great photographs of her children. And especially at this moment in time, you know, when we're all on lockdown, there were some lovely pictures the other day. I don't know if you saw Prince Louis's birthday pictures with the rainbow, and, you know, no one has a better relationship with their kids than their mother. And so she's a great person to do that. And I think, you know, that's a great example. I love photographing my son, but you might like photographing your dad, your mum, whoever, any member of your family. So it's a great place to start, actually, photographing family members, because for me, one of the key things about photography is having that relationship, making your subject feel relaxed and at ease. And that's so important. So quite often in a photo shoot, I'll leave the camera on the side for like 10 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour, depending on how much time you've got. And you want to chat to people, make them feel relaxed, make them feel at ease. And that gives you the opportunity to capture a much more relaxed portrait. The worst thing you can do is come steaming in, you know, with your camera, click, 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 click. You know, that's going to annoy people. And certainly in my job, you know, I might be visiting a cancer hospital with a member of the royal family, but it's about taking a step back, you know, really being respectful of your environment, of the people who are around you. And that same goes for any kind of photography. And I think that's really important. In my career, have I ever faced any challenges? Definitely. You know, getting into my career was a huge challenge. And I think, you know, there was a lot of luck there. And like in any career, you make your own luck. But you try and make your own luck by sending those letters, being passionate, getting that work experience in, writing that letter. And I've always found that if I was kind of thinking, oh, should I do this? Or no, actually, maybe I won't bother. Do bother. And it's always those times when I have bothered and I've been in two minds about doing something, but I have done it. Like, what have you got to lose? I think that's the same in any career. But I've often found some of the most exciting projects I've got involved in have been like ideas I've had in the middle of the night, and I've written them down on my phone, and then the next morning I've sent that email. You know, 80% of the time nothing's going to come of it, but 20% of the time something really exciting might come of it. So being passionate, I think, is really important to overcome challenges, trying to create your own luck, because luck does play a really important part, let's be honest. But if you keep pushing, then you're going to, you know, increase your chances of lucky things happening. Any challenges? Yeah, you know, things don't always go to plan, definitely. But that's what's quite fun about photography, you know. You come home from one day's work and you miss the picture, and that happens all the time. Then the next day you've got an incredible picture. So if every day was kind of the same, it would be a bit boring, but I love the kind of, you know, some days are incredible and some days are, you know, you've missed it, but you try and increase your chances of getting better pictures. What advice do you think help gets over royal families about overcoming challenges? What advice do you think helps get over them? Yeah, I just think that all those things I mentioned, being positive, trying to think differently, thinking out of the box. If you're not sure, just doing it anyway. What have you got to lose? Yeah, all those different things. Does that make sense, guys? Am I just waffling on? I'm not quite sure.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
I mean, this is just from my perspective. So people do things in different ways. But
well, thanks for that advice. I've got one question of my own. Yep. So when you see something that you want to take a picture of, what's your thought process?
Yeah, really good question. And I think it depends what it is. If it's a person, you know, I was talking to my wife about this today, you know, it's about if you're traveling or if you're on the streets of London, could be anywhere, you know, the same rules apply. I think often it's important to you know, don't be afraid to approach someone and chat to them. And again, like I say, make them feel at ease. I suppose there's different styles of photography that come into it. There's a kind of the reportage style where you're a fly on the wall capturing those moments. And quite often I might spend a week with a subject and I'll be going around with them capturing interactions. But I will have made sure I sort of got to know them a bit first, or I've you know, sat down with them, I've chatted through how I work and how I want to work. And so they feel relaxed about having me around them. And I suppose that's the same with the royal family, you know, relationships are important. And I will have spent so much time around them. You know, the Duchess of Cornwall, I've photographed her for 20, you know, almost 20 years around the world. And she feels very relaxed, I think. I'd like to think having me sort of in that situation. And that is funny because quite often you'll find yourself in South America in the mayor's office of some small town, and you know, you're the person in the room that she knows, and she, you know, she knows she can feel relaxed in that situation. So getting to know people and building up relationships is really important. If it's like an inanimate object or a sunrise or I don't know, but if you get a feeling, you know, and I've always found that whenever I get a feeling, oh, should I do that or should I not do that? just go for it. As long as you're not putting yourself at risk or anything, you know, crack on, take the photo, because what's the worst that's going to happen? You'll have to delete it on the back of your camera. And that situation I told you about with those two lovely ladies in Richmond, and I sort of overcame that. I thought, no, that is really good. And I went back and I took it, and then it was, you know, in the newspaper, and I was really happy that I'd taken it. But it was a great example of doing something a little bit different. Can you see that? So it's just, look, it's nothing special, but it's just I thought it was a lovely relaxed moment between these two ladies, you know, outside their houses, and just kind of illustrated lockdown and the challenges that some of us have been facing in this environment. And, you know, but I wanted to mention that picture because I saw it and I looked at the light and I saw these guys chatting and I was like, oh, that looks like a nice picture. But the light was a bit too strong and I didn't think it would work. But I came back like 10 minutes later and they were still chatting, but the light was a lot better. And I overcame that kind of initial trepidation to go and just take it. And then, you know, and then people liked it and it was in the paper. And people, I think, because it was like a happy photo, people said to me, there's so much negativity around the current situation that it was kind of like something that made you smile. So in essence, what I mean is crack on, and if you've got a feeling, then go for it.
It's a beautiful photo. You can say that you're capturing history in a sense.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we might all look back on this time in sort of 20 years and go, oh, do you remember that period? Hopefully we will. but also this is an example of kind of a reportage-y style of picture, so feeling like you're kind of an observer and you haven't but you have to sort of build up a quick rapport with your subject. So I chatted to these ladies before to this, and then they just carried on chatting, and that was the photo. So yeah, it's I hope that answers the question, but let me know.
So there's another question from Estrella in the chat.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the chat. Where's my chat gone? Okay,
I don't know if it makes sense.
I'm trying to find just ask it. Just ask it.
Yeah, ask it. Go for it, because I can't see it, weirdly.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just... Because I went to see we went to Windsor?
The Royal Archive. It was... Yeah, that
yes,
was our trip.
I heard about it. Amazing.
We visited the Royal Archive. And there was, like, a lot of old photography and just... a lot of pictures from that were taken and that were being used for the audience to see. So how would you feel if your pictures were used like in the future, like in for like big important like books or articles? I don't know. If that makes sense. But.
Yeah, no, absolutely great question, Estrella. And I think I briefly mentioned it before, but that's what one of the things I find really interesting about photographing the royal family, because, you know, like, there's so many amazing things about celebrity photography, but we tend to see a much more transient kind of approach to the images. Someone is sort of known for a couple of years and then they sort of disappear. But with the royal family, you know, like you guys saw the royal collection, you're going to look back at these pictures in, 20 years time. I don't know why, for some reason, did I show a picture of the royal wedding in my talk?
Yeah.
So, you know, that illustrates what I'm saying about, you know, I think you guys probably recognize that picture. Yes. And you know, these shots live on in, you know, in history, because, you know, that is what's so unique about photographing the royal family, that you're creating a historical archive very similar to what you guys saw in the royal collection the other day. And that's, you know, a picture like this, you feel quite under pressure to take and you're nervous. And I was up at 3 a.m. and I actually weirdly work with we work with a big team at Getty Images. So I have a big team of editors. So that this shot I would take as they emerged and you hear the roar of the crowd. And, you know, it's so exciting to have like a front row seat to that moment. And then and then it goes from the back of my camera, and we put a cable under the road, so attached to the back of my camera and to the team of editors, and then the picture zoomed its way to the editors and then sent around the world within minutes. But then, you know, then 10 years later, 20 years later, we're looking back at these pictures. So I think that's really exciting about this specific type of photography, if that makes sense.
Well, thank you for that. Rachel has a question. Have you had any interesting ideas for projects recently?
Good question, Rachel. It's been a weird, you know, interesting time trying to produce photos in this sort of moment. And I'm obviously looking out for pictures every day, like that shot I showed you the other day of those ladies. And I'm working on a few different ideas and projects, but it's trying to illustrate like you guys illustrate people in lockdown, and illustrating what life is like for people around the world is a really interesting way of doing it. I've been taking some portraits over Zoom, which has been quite cool actually, and has really generated some quite interesting shots, which I can always share with you guys at some point. But it's we're put in this situation, rather than being sort of negative about it, it's great. It's an opportunity to kind of look positive and try and do something different. I know that's not always easy, but there is definitely opportunities to kind of look at things a little bit differently, and hopefully, you know, sometime soon things will start to move back to a bit of normality, and some of the things I'm working on at the moment will, you know, kick off in the future. But the great thing about working with a lot of the royal charities is it's having the opportunity to do projects behind the scenes. Like one year I took a load of cameras out to Lesotho, and we did photography lessons for kids in Africa, and that was amazing. So yeah, I think that there's a lot of opportunities out there, but just trying to come up with the ideas can be often the most challenging bit.
Well, it's great to hear how you're approaching all of this. I feel like all of us are kind of dying to know, is your top tips on taking the best Instagram photo?
Oh my God, I'm still learning about this. I'm, top tip on Instagram photo. I suppose, I don't know if you guys are on Instagram, but I do it quite a lot, and I really enjoy it. I think, of course, I mean, you guys probably know better than me, but I'm always looking at kind of the overall layout of your Instagram, and like, don't put two black and white pictures next to each other, because it suddenly looks a bit, doesn't feel quite right. So balancing out color, tone, is always quite important. I think, obviously you've got that square format, which often doesn't work for certain types of picture. So something with a bit more impact sometimes works on Instagram, whereas it wouldn't work somewhere else. And some of those big shot, like the shot I showed of those two ladies, like that wouldn't work printed really small, in a paper, but as a sort of big picture, it works really well. So some pictures don't always work the same as in different formats. But I think just something that's engaging. It's got an interesting story behind it. But, you know, Instagram's weird sometimes. You just don't know what's going to be popular and what isn't. But it's I'm always photographing my son. So he's my favourite subject, probably.
I love how you say you're still figuring out Instagram, but on your Instagram, the one that you post your royal photos on, you've got 186,000 followers. So,
yeah, but how many is like Kim Kardashian got? I mean, we need to get more. No, it's amazing to have that sort of platform, and it's really special, but it can end up being almost a full-time job, you know, alongside all the other stuff you're doing, you know, thinking of ideas and stuff. But it's an amazing opportunity to engage with people around the world. And I think that is, you know, it's a game changer, isn't it? I can't imagine life before that. Twitter as well, that's something I use a lot. But I suppose they're two very different things, Twitter and Instagram. Like I use Twitter for more newsy things, whereas if you take a nice picture, you'll get a lot more appreciation on Instagram, whereas you can put an amazing picture on Twitter and it doesn't get the traction. But if it's a news tweet, then you might do so. Looking at the medium for what it's known for is quite important, I think.
Is there any more questions from anyone?
Hey, I have a question, if that's okay. Basically, we get to go to some cool events that we're like really lucky we get to be at. And then funny situations happen. Like I've taken a picture of Sat before at the Nobel Peace Prize and his eyes have been closed. Or at Formula One, the cars have been so fast we couldn't actually get shots of them. So have you got any funny situations where you've been like, I can't believe this is happening right now, that you could share with us?
You can't believe it's been, where things have gone wrong.
Yeah. Just
so many. I once got my bag stolen by a hyena in Africa. It had like a camera in it, and I was in the bush in Africa, and we'd finished a day of shooting, and we were sitting around the campfire, and I went to bed, and I left my bag there by mistake, and then I suddenly remembered like 2 hours later, and I went back to get it, and it wasn't there, and it got stolen by a hyena, and it had like literally my wallet in it, and it had like a camera lens, it had all my money, and I was like I was in the middle of nowhere due to go to like from Botswana to Lesotho, and it had everything in it, and yeah, that was a nightmare. Can you imagine like not having, luckily I had my passport, it's the one thing I had with me, so yeah, that's where things go wrong. And there's millions of times I've arrived at jobs where the royals are leaving because of traffic or something like that, so that's a pretty bad feeling where you've driven for 3 hours and you see the Prince of Wales driving out the way you've come in. So yeah, things go wrong, but you know, it's sometimes you can't help it.
That makes me feel so much better than just getting a picture of eyes closed.
So I guess this is where we have to end it today, unfortunately. That was super interesting, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day just to inform us of your wonderful picture-taking magic, I guess. So can everyone please unmute themselves and give a big round of applause for Christopher, please.
Thank you.
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 Well done, Ose. That was incredible. Can we give Ose a massive round of applause as well?
Well done, Ose.
So good. How are you feeling? Still nervous or?
So, you know, what I found so hard is that when he's answered the question, what to say after that? So, like, I listened to the question, I was just like, okay, what am I going to say? So, literally, in my head, I was just envisioning Nisha. How would she reply?
You did so good, Ose.
Ose, you were excellent at the part you said. You responded so well to the questions, and like while you're reading, like the next question, you were like answering his question. And then basically, I didn't say anything for so long because you took all my questions. It was so good. I didn't have anything to say. Yeah.
No, I'm not going to lie. The Instagram one, I thought of you. Because what I did, I wrote out 3 questions just in case there was any like silent moments. I was thinking, okay, what would Corey ask?
Yeah. Honestly, I'm so impressed with everyone. The questions were so good. What like questions stood out, like an answer stood out to everyone? And did everyone have a favorite picture from his presentation?
That birthday portrait of George was like adorable.
What did you like about it, Blessed?
He just looks really cute. He's like the cutest kid to ever live.
My favorite, I had to say, was when the Queen was walking through the Poppy Monument. But I really love how in the foreground the poppies were blurred out, and then the detailing at the background, and then the contrast to what the Queen was wearing to the poppies in the field, everything, I felt like it was just perfect. Like my eyes were just, oh, they were so happy, just like the balance of colors, it was amazing, really. The most satisfying thing I've seen all day, really.
Josh, what stood out to you? What did any photos stand out to you or anything from his presentation?
I think it was Prince George where he was grabbing at the bubbles. That was one of my favourite pictures because, yeah. It's just really, it's really, really cool how he just gets to travel with all the royal family and everything. That's what I think.
Yeah, definitely agree with you on that. And I think that was a funny story when he said sometimes you can get to an event and the royal family have left before he's got there. That was quite funny. I think we've all been in them situations.
Is anyone else feeling inspired now to take photos?
Me, definitely. I'll take pictures of my chair if I have to right now.
How about you, Estrella? How did you find the talk?
I found it interesting because I actually do like photography. I'm not used to like, because I like photography as well, but I'm more into modern photography. So it was nice to see a different field from photography, because he was mainly based on portraits and facials. And the fact that he has to do it for the royal family is even, it's actually pretty cool, because you just take pictures, which is a lot of work, but you know, it's your job, and I'm sure he enjoys it. So it was nice to see that.
I think it's really, that was really well said. That I think his passion really showed. And it's funny how he spoke about at times it being like really difficult to do and prepare and stuff, and then other times it being like really, you know, fulfilling and really exciting. So it was nice to hear that. Do you feel like if you had to take pictures of the royal family, you feel more prepared now?
Slightly, yeah. Obviously, he shared his stories. So I'm not like, I think at first I'll be really insecure and scared, so just of like messing up. But it didn't sound bad, but yeah. But I think as long as you go with the flow and you connect, because I think it's important to connect with the person as well. You don't even have to connect it, like, but just like feeling the same joy or emotion as the person that you're taking the picture of.
Thank you for listening to our episode, and thank you, Chris, for taking part. Like, you taught us a lot. It was a lot of fun talking with you, and you inspired us so much. We went on to make our own photography competition. We've done a mini award ceremony, and some of the people you spoke to actually entered the National Portrait Gallery Hold Still competition. So thank you for inspiring us and basically getting us ready for that. We really appreciate it. Thanks to everyone at home for listening to this episode, and all the everyone that supported us during our United Through COVID-19 fundraising campaign. It's genuinely made a massive difference, and we're so excited to be able to carry on supporting young people through this difficult time, especially those young carers and at-risk pupils and hospital patients. Those can be the most vulnerable people, and we're really happy that we can carry on supporting them through this time. Keep doing fun stuff like this. Just do us a massive favor, subscribe to the podcast if you like it, give it a 5-star rating, because we're making this all ourselves while in lockdown, so this is something that's just organically grown, so it does make a difference. If you like word of mouth or you rate, subscribe, any of that stuff does help us. If you want to find out more about the charity Renaissance Foundation, go to our website www.renaissance-foundation.com, and you can see who we support and how we support them, as well as going to Just Giving and donating for us as well. So that really helps. Keep an eye on the future podcast. We've got some really exciting episodes coming up. So I want to tease some, but I think you're just going to have to wait, because it's worth it. Good things come to those who wait. Have a nice day, guys. See ya.